Kelly Gramlich here with Zach Orr, filling in for Mickey for his third. You know, Zach, Mickey has a really, really tough life. We've talked about that a lot on air.
Yep.
And he has to go catch his private plane to fly out to the Bay Area for the national championship tonight. So, you know, honestly, if you could just say a prayer for Mickey, it's a tough time for him.
Yeah, T's and P's to Plyler. you know, he's a very generous friend of Plyler's that was helping him out there and got him out there. Of course, as you know, he has a pregnant wife, 8 months pregnant now. So the time away was a little cause for concern for him, and it worked out. So,
well, honestly, I mean, this is the best gig you can have if you're Mickey, to do the show.
Surely.
Do the first 2 hours, fly out day of on a private plane, so you kind of miss security and all that good stuff and miss you don't have to connect and everything. So you make you a very lucky guy. And of course, we hope he has a safe trip out there and a good trip. And we know that right now out in California, it doesn't exactly look like California in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's rainy. It's a little gloomy, which we could go on and on about, you know, why on earth they're playing this game out in the Bay Area, but we're not going to do that today. We don't have time for that, Zach. We have to talk national championship. We have 1 hour left. I'm so excited to fill in as Out of Bounds will not be on today. Brad and John will have the press box for you from 9 to noon talking national championship. Do what, John?
Get up at some point.
He'll get up at some point.
I know you afternoon.
Are you texting him?
Did you just sleep in?
Tell him to wake up?
No. He can sleep as long as he wants to.
It's look, if you're not awake yet, Clemson's playing for a national championship. If you're not awake and ready to go at 8:07 a.m., then I can't help you.
I woke up before my alarm this morning at 5.
I heard you didn't even sleep well because you were so excited, right?
I didn't. I'm excited to be here. Very excited to be
As
here.
As one of our listeners called it on Twitter, it is Christmas Day / National Championship Day. It's that big of a deal. But Brad and John will be on from 9 to noon and then no Out of Bounds, but Scott Reimer and I will have the Tiger pregame show for you at 2 p.m. So 2 to 5. These are all Eastern time. Obviously, if you're listening in California, subtract 3 hours. But 2 to 5 Eastern, we'll have the Tiger pregame show for you. Tiger tailgate show, 5 to 7 p.m. with Pete Yannity, Mark Childress, and Daja Dial. Don Munson will have pregame from 7 to 8. And then kickoff. Want to remind you, you must listen to, if you want to stream the broadcast of the game, you must listen on ESPN.com and look for the Clemson hometown feed, just like it was for the Cotton Bowl. So just remember that. Of course, if you're listening on your radio, then you're good to go. 105.5 FM, you can listen to the game. And then the fifth quarter show after the game with Kwok and Eric McLean, which will be great. And then, of course, my favorite part of all of this is that Mickey Plyler will be doing a 3 a.m. local time show from the Bay Area, which really, really makes me laugh. I love that. We're going to get into this game. You can call us 654-ROAR, 654-7627 on the Northland Communication phone lines. You can text us 986-1566. Would love to get your score prediction on that text line, and we'll talk about those throughout the day. We do have Dave, our good friend Dave in Simpsonville, on the phone line. So let's get to Dave right now, if my mouse would work, Zach. Here we go. Got it. All right, Dave, what's up?
Good morning, Kelly. How are you doing this morning?
Dave, I am doing great. I hope you're doing well.
Doing awesome. You know, today is not just a national championship, but this is the definition of big boy football. This is where both teams start walking that aisle. And, you know, that's what the exciting part about it. Mickey and Zach were talking about that in the last segment before break, was the expectations of being here. When we kicked off against whoever we led off with, you know, it was so long ago, I can't even remember, but the expectations were to be here at this point, at this moment. And this is what is exciting part about this football right now. And really for Clemson, in order to be the man, we got to go out there and knock them off. And if that doesn't just put lightning in your backside, then you're clinically dead. You know, this is what's exciting. And at the end of the day, I know we got score predictions. As long as we're 1 point better than Bama, I am happy as a kid in a candy store, because it doesn't matter as long as we're that 1 point better. And, you know, you guys will break it down. You're going to break it down throughout the day, so you don't need my incredibly insane breakdowns of the game today. I just feel like we've got what it takes to stand toe-to-toe with Bama and take them in the end. And, you know, I'll leave you with this. At the end of the day, does by chance lose this ball game, state of South Carolina, understand We did not lose to a conference. We did not lose to a conglomeration. We lost to Alabama. We were one of two teams that played the last game of the season. So if you want to be part of that, get better so you can be here. At the end of the day, woo, walk the aisle. It's time to shine. Go Tigers.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much. Have a good national championship day. I think Dave is ready. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah,
is he ready to go?
He seems to be ready to go. Woo!
He's ready to go. I want to bring up something that Dave said. And first of all, he kind of took a shot at South Carolina. To be honest, Zach, that's the last thing on my mind today. I could care less about South Carolina on a day like this.
No.
But he seems pretty confident. I think a lot of people on the text line seem confident. Texter from the 803-3124 Tigers. Does it seem crazy that people almost feel more confident today in this national championship than 2 years ago when you had Deshaun Watson playing in a second straight title game who had that experience? Do you feel more confident in this national championship game than you did 2 years ago, Zach?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I think some people feel that way, and I don't know. I guess Alabama seems a little more beatable than they did 2 years ago because that defense is not the best in the country. It's just the 10th best in the country in terms of scoring defense and yards given up per game and all that stuff. But when you look at Alabama offensively, you know, it's much more of a juggernaut than it was 2 years ago. So you don't feel more confident than you did 2 years ago.
No, 2 years ago you had Deshaun Watson in the building. He's coming off of a national championship in which he opened the eyes to many in the country and many even around this area to what he could do on a national stage and truly solidified the stance that, you know, he's venue proof, right? And you're so confident with what you had on the defense side of the ball at that point in time. And not that you're not this year, because you are, but you were just, there was more of an at ease. We deserved to be here. This was something that we needed to do to avenge that loss from the season prior. This year is different because the first four games of the season, you're still with the kid that took you to a playoff last year, but not ultimately to a championship game. And you had a true freshman take over at quarterback, and he's been nothing short of phenomenal in his 12 starts this season. It's going to be just a different feeling based on the fact that it's new. It's not the beginning of something because you have all that senior leadership on the defensive line and these guys that have been here and done this before, but it's a different feeling from what it was in 16.
Would you feel more confident if Dexter Lawrence was playing?
Yes. Yeah.
Especially my dear co-host Kwok has kind of downplayed that a little more than makes me feel comfortable about it, you know?
In what sense?
He feels like it's not that big of a deal. I think it's a huge deal that Dexter Lawrence is not playing in this football game. It wasn't that big of a deal against Notre Dame. I don't think it was that big of a deal because you knew that Albert Huggins would be just fine against Notre Dame. But I think one of the main keys, and we each have three keys for this game. We'll get to that. One of the main keys tonight, you have to stop the run. You can't let, and y'all were talking about Alabama's stable of backs in the previous hours of this show. You can't let Bama get the run game going, because if they have that as a legit option, then Tua is going to be able to sit back there, I think, for the most part, and make things happen. Of course, one of the biggest keys is getting to Tua. I don't think that Dexter Lawrence is not exactly known for his ability to rush the passer to a certain extent, but he can stop the run. And I think, personally, I would feel more confident for Clemson if Dexter Lawrence was playing. But hey, there's nothing you can do about that at this point. He's not playing. We know that. And I do think it's better for Clemson that they were able to play the first game without him. And this is not just a brand new thing. This is not Albert Huggins' first start of the season. It's his second. I think that's a positive. But obviously, you'd feel better if you had both Lawrences. Listen, both Lawrence brothers.
Okay, first and foremost, he's right in the sense that any position can afford this hit, it's probably the defensive line.
Sure,
right?
I agree with that.
There's no doubt about that. On the other hand, it's Dexter Lawrence, and Dexter Lawrence has been nothing short of phenomenal in his Clemson career, and he's able to eat up blocks and routinely take on two or sometimes more defenders.
And take attention away from Christian Wilkins.
Absolutely.
That's big.
It kind of just lets him be free to roam and take one-on-one matchups. Albert Huggins was serviceable in the Notre Dame game. He wasn't elite. He wasn't dominant.
He did his job.
He did his job and showed up and did his job. If he can do that again and do his job and he's not someone that's getting pushed back and is a liability at that defensive tackle spot, then you'll be fine tonight and it won't be a noticeable difference there. The only noticeable difference I would assume you would see is maybe the lack of a tackle for loss, or maybe even pushing the pocket for a sack and that kind of thing from Albert tonight. It's different without 90 in the game.
Right, but it is what it is. There's no point in harping on it. We've known this for a while. I want to ask you this, though, Zach, and Dave kind of brought this up. You know, we talked about 2 years ago, Clemson needed to avenge that loss and needed to beat Alabama to prove that they could and prove they were not necessarily on a level playing field with Bama in terms of where the programs are over the last, let's say, 5 years.
Sure.
But they could get it done, right? And when you talk about college football, you can't just talk about Bama. You have to talk about Clemson because Clemson beat Alabama. But the way I've heard that game talked about recently, at least maybe the last year or so, a little bit of revisionist history, is that Deshaun Watson was a once-in-a-generation type quarterback. And, you know, he was the reason why Clemson won that game. And sure, to a certain extent, you could argue that because Deshaun was incredible in both of those matchups. But I think when you say that, you take some things away from the program as a whole and that defense and what it did to Alabama. Here's the difference with this game. If Clemson goes out there and wins two national championships in 3 years with a different quarterback, not Deshaun Watson, it's not just Deshaun Watson was a once-in-a-generational type player. He comes in, he wins a national championship. No, this is a completely different offensive roster than Clemson had 2 years ago. Defense, there's definitely some similar parts. If you go out there and win two out of three with two different quarterbacks, and mind you, a true freshman quarterback, I think that changes the narrative a bit about Clemson, because I still think there are some people out there that are under this assumption that Clemson won a national championship because Deshaun Watson wore the orange and purple. And I think this would change things to a certain extent.
Change things on a national scale.
Yeah, on a national scale. I think around here, you know, we understand obviously how important Deshaun Watson was to this program, but we also understand how good that defense was. How good guys like Gallman and Leggett and Mike Williams were. You know, it wasn't just the Deshaun Watson show, but I think nationally it's more, well, Clemson had Deshaun. They won that game because Deshaun Watson played for them. You win this game with a whole new apparatus offensively.
Listen, it's kind of poetic, isn't it? Deshaun was this as you said, a generational talent, a guy of superior... You know, cut superior DNA. He was just something else for Clemson football. Mm-hmm. Broke all these records in Georgia high school, you know, history. Came here, broke all kinds of Clemson records, established himself as currently the best quarterback to ever play at this university.
Sure. He's going to have a statue.
Sure.
I would assume.
But only a couple years later, you go one season as a transitional phase, the Kelly Bryant phase. And then a kid comes in. Commits to your team and he signs and comes in January. And this kid broke all of the high school records that Deshaun Watson held in Georgia. All of them. They're gone. This kid has broke all of Deshaun's freshman records at Clemson. They're gone. This kid has an opportunity to do something that Deshaun Watson did not do in his freshman season. Bar injury, of course. We all know what happened.
And he didn't have the parts around him to do this.
But at the end of the day, we talk about this generational talent Deshaun Watson was. What is Trevor Lawrence? Is Trevor Lawrence generational, or is Trevor Lawrence a century talent? Like what's happening here?
I want to be careful with this.
Kid's going to make $1 billion with his right arm at some point in life.
Well, Deshaun's also making a good amount of money. You don't want to take away from what Deshaun did by any stretch, and that is not what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. But I think this is more of a program changer. If Trevor Lawrence wins this, obviously, whole team effort here. Trevor Lawrence wins a national championship as a starting quarterback, because there are a few, and I know a texter's bringing up Alabama wins with a different quarterback all the time. They barely used their quarterbacks for most of those national titles, okay?
Sure.
This is a little bit of a different situation. Jake Coker won a national championship. I think that speaks to the program as a whole for Alabama, and that's my point. If Jake Coker can win you a national championship, then it speaks to what your program is and how dominant it is. If a true freshman can come in here, came on campus in January, just a year ago, and I know, Zach, he's been incredible and he is a generational talent. You've had two generational talents in 3 years. But if a true freshman can come in and win a national championship, I think that speaks to the dominance of your program.
It speaks to the dominance of the program. It speaks to, yes, the foundation on which it was built. The talent that's around him. We mentioned just now how the talent around Deshaun wasn't quite there at that point in time. And even now, 4 years later, 5 years later, it's different. It's mm-hmm. different in Clemson than it was even a couple of years ago. And if you look at it from a third point of view, third party point of view, and look at it through clear color glasses, not the orange color glasses,
right,
you still probably see Clemson not going anywhere in the next couple of years here. It's built to last.
Let me ask you this, Zach, a quick trivia question for you at 8:20 in the morning.
Oh boy.
There's been one true freshman.
I don't have the Finer Things Club here this morning.
There's been one true freshman to win a national championship, to one start and win a national championship in college football. Quarterback. Do you have any idea who?
Do I have any idea who it was? Tebow didn't start his freshman season.
No.
He split time. True freshman quarterback.
It was a long time ago.
Actually,
Decent enough time ago.
I do know this. Plyler said this week, but I forget. It's a random guy, isn't it?
Somewhat random, yeah.
What was the school?
Oklahoma.
What's the name? I don't have it.
Holloway. Jamel Holloway.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman was Oklahoma's starting quarterback that year. Got injured. Jamel Holloway came in and ran the option. So when you look at his numbers, he had 517 passing yards in that season, but 862 rushing yards, and they beat Penn State in the Orange Bowl to win the national championship. So he is the last true freshman to do it. Of course, the past 2 years, Zach, Jalen Hurts had his chance. Jake Fromm had his chance. We've seen two true freshmen in the past two seasons play in a national championship game, but come up short. So Trevor Lawrence could be the first non, I'll put it this way, the first non-option freshman quarterback to win a national championship and the first to do it in over 30 years. I think that's something that would be incredibly significant. And I do think it's interesting that we've seen two true freshmen come so close. Jake Fromm was so close last year. Jalen Hurts was so close 2 years ago, but they haven't been able to get it done. So don't lose sight of that Trevor Lawrence, if Clemson were to win today, would do something that is just frankly quite historic. So don't lose sight of that. We're going to come back in our next segment. We're going to go to the phone lines, and Zach and I have a couple keys to this one for Clemson. Don't go anywhere. We're talking national championship here on the Mickey Plyler Show with Kelly and Zach.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, director of Clemson Downs. The Clemson Tigers are on their way to win another national championship. Rejoin Tiger fans nationwide in congratulating Coach Debo Sweeney and his team on another stellar season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We would be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. What another great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
Since 1941, Clemson University has made homemade Clemson blue cheese. It's aged for more than 120 days and comes in hoops, wheels, dressing, and crumbles. You'll agree, it's guaranteed to be a big winner at your national championship game party. Find it at most upstate Ingles, select Bilo's, and specialty food stores across the Carolinas. Ask for it by name or order online at clemsonbluecheese.com. A cookbook and tailgate party packs are also available. Clemson blue cheese. Go Tigers!
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. Don't forget to get a Hallmark signature card for the woman who's been your physician, your entourage, your stylist, your therapist, the reason you go to an actual therapist, and your role model in pretty much everything but dancing. Hallmark Signature is a special way to celebrate all your mom means to you, so make sure you're ready for her special day with a card full of dimension and sparkle, just like her. Because there are no ordinary moms, these are no ordinary cards. Find them in the card aisle wherever Hallmark cards are sold.
Never know how!
When there's no place to charge your dead phone, withdrawals start. Withdrawals from tweeting, checking email, and watching how-to videos. So keep it charged with a portable power supply for $14.99 at NAPA. For $14.99, this portable power supply charges any USB-powered device, preventing you from living in a world where you can't post selfies of you with your truck. That's NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a little friendly conversation.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight.
Welcome back into hour number three of the Mickey Plyler Show. Joined here with Kelly Gramlich this morning as Mickey is making his way out to California, doing a little prospecting today. I'm very excited for his trip out there. Hope he has a safe and safe venture out as he flies across the country. I quickly need to tell you about our friends at Roosters. The barbershop was an American culture icon from the early 19th century through the late 60s. For generations, the barbershop was a way of life, a place to relax, enjoy great conversations, and get a fine haircut or classic shave. Over time, barbers built personal relationships with their clients that lasted a lifetime. As men's styles changed, the unisex craze swept across America and barbershops almost disappeared. Men's options for getting a haircut changed over time, and men started going to salons that were devoid of anything that they enjoyed about getting a haircut. These modern salons were missing the classic touches of an American barbershop. Men do not take time out of their day to do something for themselves. They go to work. They take care of the kids. They take care of their special lady friends, if you will. Do yourself a favor and treat yourself. Today, go to roostersmgc.com, 864-884-8920. That's 864-884-8920.
Treat yourself is what Zach Gore is saying.
Treat yourself, 2019.
Especially, hey, if Clemson goes out and wins a national championship today, go treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. There's no doubt about that. Zach, we got to get back to the phones, but yes.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Thank you very much. I would agree. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Brian is on I-85. Brian, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Kelly?
I'm doing good, Brian. I hope your commute's going well.
Oh, outstanding. Couldn't be better. It's a national championship day. Last night, before my wife and I started our evening devotions, which we do in bed every night, and we wake up, do a couple of devotions every morning, and before we get our day started. But last night, I was in bed first and was listening to Dabo Swinney's press conference, which, yeah, I guess that's a devotional. And Susie got in bed with me, and we're listening to Dabo Swinney, and it was a wonderful. Wonderful press conference, but the highlight of it was when, I don't know if you heard all this, but when he saw some hot dog guy, I don't really know who it was or what it was, but Dabo got all excited about seeing somebody that is on some kind of hot dog show or something. He said, "I know you," but anyway, it was really funny. Now, that got me to thinking about the difference between Clemson and Alabama, Dabo and Saban. You know, Dabo brings so much fun to Clemson, so much enjoyment, so much excitement that he gets excited about some crazy guy that, you know, he sees it, he's seen on some kind of hot dog show. And it's kind of funny and it's corny and all of this, but at the same time, it's beautiful. I remember playing football in the years before Danny Ford. And, yeah, Danny Ford, but everything was rigid. Everything was rigid. And Saban, everything is rigid. Dabo brings so much fun to Clemson athletics and Clemson football that's why guys want to come and play there. And for that reason, I don't care to ever be a Saban Alabama. I love Clemson. Win or lose tonight, I'm still going to be a diehard Clemson fan. I always will be. But I just, the amount of joy that he has brought to this program since he's come in has just been fabulous. And it's you love to watch it because, you know, Dabo's dancing, Dabo's antics of pizza parties, all of this, it's so much fun. And that's why I think that Clemson's always, as long as Dabo's there, is always going to be up there in the top echelon because boys are going to want to come and play for Dabo. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Brian.
Have a good day.
Thank you very much. You have a good one as well. And Brian was referring to Joey Chestnut, Zach, the hot dog eating champion.
Joey Joss Chestnut is an American hero. And don't pretend like I don't know who he's talking about.
And that's why Dabo was so excited to meet Joey Chestnut,
a true patriot. Owner of the coveted mustard belt that you win on Coney Island every July 4th. It's a beautiful time to be alive.
He's currently ranked number one in the world in major league eating,
You're
by
darn
the way,
right he so. Is. Ate 74 yeah. dogs this past
he's
July
a champ.
4th.
He's a champ.
He's going for 79 this year. Should be something to watch. 79 dogs in 10 minutes.
I can't talk about this early in the morning. I cannot talk about how this man eats all those hot dogs. Anyway, to Brian's point, the joy that Dabo Swinney brings to this program, and that's something that, you know, it's just so obvious the differences between Clemson and Alabama in terms of how the program is run. We've talked about this a lot on this station. The national media has picked up on this as well. But I will say this, and we went over to Media Day, I believe that was Tuesday of last week when all the starters were available to talk. And I was speaking with Garrett Williams, and I mentioned, you know, something about going out to California, first time out there. You know, how excited are you for this trip? And he said, hold on, if I want to go see California, I'm going on vacation at some point later in my life. This is a business trip. And he really emphasized that. And, you know, when you go for a bowl game, Clemson treats this differently. The bowl game, the Cotton Bowl, that was your bowl experience. You got to see Dallas and have all these events and do all these things. But this isn't a bowl game for Clemson. And that's what Garrett Williams was emphasizing to me. This is strictly a business trip. They left on Friday for a Monday game. They didn't go out there to really see any sights or see the Bay Area. That's not what this is about. So I just want to emphasize that. Obviously, Dabo Swinney's still talking about hot dogs and tumbleweeds in his press conference, so he's still having a good time. But this is much more of a business trip than that Cotton Bowl. It's the vibe I'm getting.
You know, yes, Dabo. I had to read three paragraphs of Dabo seeing a tumbleweed for the first time, and that was something else.
Fascinating they saw a tumbleweed for the first time in California.
Yeah, I don't know. He was in Texas.
You were in Texas. There's some tumbleweeds, yeah, I'll be honest.
Whatever. But, you know, he talks about Dabo and the way he's built the program and the culture and the way he does things and how it's the opposite from what Saban. And that's true, and we enjoy Dabo and how he's built this place up. But there's two different ways, you know, there's different ways to do things. Mm-hmm. And Saban's obviously been super successful in his career. And his way is one that works in a certain lifestyle and location. And this way works in Clemson in this lifestyle and location. So there's different things. You can appreciate them both, and you have to. And just, you know, nod your head in agreement, because these two programs are the powerhouses of college football right now. And we should be excited to watch this evening.
Like you said, Zach, both have obviously worked. But I do agree with Brian's point that if you're a recruit, generally, the average 16, 17-year-old kid, and you look at how Bama's program is run, you look at how Clemson's program is run, I feel like if you're choosing between those two, you would have the thought that, hey, I might have a little more fun at Clemson. Now, maybe that doesn't matter to you. I don't know. But I feel like you might have that thought if you're choosing between those two schools. Let's go back to our Northland Communication phone lines. Tiger Tail Chris is up with us. Hey, Tiger Tail Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great.
I like what Brian was saying there, and that's one of the observations I've had so much is that there's no doubt. Oh, wait a minute. I just got in my car. My phone's got to sync.
We got you.
Oh, no.
Chris.
Phone syncing is a hard thing, Zach. And we just lost Tiger Tail Chris. So call us back, Chris. Call us back when you get that phone synced up. We'll go back to our Northland Communication phone lines again. Zach, did you call in?
No, I did not.
Okay, this is a different Zach.
Yes.
Zach in Greenville. Hey, Zach.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
I am. Excited for tonight. I'll try to make this quick. Been thinking about it a lot. I think one of the biggest keys to tonight's game is going to be field position, in my opinion. And the only thing that scares me the most when I think about that is Will Spires. Kelly, you might be able to correct me because you'll know more than I will, but I think he's averaging like 35 yards a punt. And we can't, or I could be wrong with that, maybe a little bit more, but we can't afford to put Tua on the logo with every possession because, I mean, he's still Tua and he's going to make plays. And the second key is I believe both quarterbacks are going to have a great game as long as we can protect Trevor. I know that Georgia rattled Tua because they had him, you know, going side to side of the field, putting pressure on him, and we saw it rattle him. But I think both quarterbacks do play a good game if they're both protected. But that's about all I have. And real quick, this is kind of off subject. I just want to give a shout out to our Lady Tigers. They're having a great season. I love the energy in that locker room. And thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you so much for that call, Zach. And
just pumping Kelly's tires there at the Lady Tigers.
Lady Tigers got a dub yesterday against Virginia. So,
oh, boy.
Hey, that's good news, Zach. There's nothing wrong with
pumping
bringing that up this
morning.
Pumping
her tires this morning.
Nothing wrong with that. So, okay, he brings up Will Spires. And, Zach, I know you you have some thoughts on Will Spires.
Yeah.
He's averaging 39.48 yards per punt. 35
Listen.
Would be... would be down there.
Clemson punting statistically is better than the Alabama punting.
Yes, it is. That's the thing that people are forgetting. J.K. Scott is not playing in
gone.
This game for Alabama.
He's gone.
The biggest departure for Alabama in terms of this game with Clemson was J.K. Scott finally graduating after, you know, being there for a Hunter Renfrow amount of time. That is the best news for Clemson. So I very much understand Zach's concerns with Will Spires. Right now he's 89th nationally in punting average, which... you know, it is not great. There's no doubt about that. And I stand by this thought on Spires. I think one of his biggest issues is that his worst punts have come at the worst times.
Yeah.
He has shanked a couple punts at the absolute worst time. So I think that's hurt him. His first punting against Notre Dame was not very good. I believe he was better throughout the game and kind of settled in. But hey, is that going to be a factor tonight? Sure. I think the biggest thing with special teams in this game between Clemson and Alabama, punting, kicking, what have you, is just the special team unit that doesn't make a mistake.
I'm assuming that's one of our keys of the game.
I don't have it in my three keys, actually.
You don't?
Because I'll tell you why. Because Alabama does not have the elite special teams they normally do. Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of a wash. And that's my point. If one of these groups makes a mistake, even against Notre Dame, I would say the special team's mistake that almost happened was Darion Kendrick's fumble. That's a special team's mistake. That's an issue.
It's one of mine, and it's pretty high up on
okay.
the list.
All right.
Based on the fact that you had an extra point blocked last game against Notre Dame, and it obviously didn't cost you because you blew Notre Dame out of the water in that game. Took him behind the woodshed. I just know you love to talk about that saying. I know you love it so much. But you blew him out of the water, and that one point didn't cost you. It could cost you against a team like Alabama. You mentioned Spires, and he made a good point, the caller just now. You don't want Tua on the logo every time you punt the ball.
There's no doubt.
A short field would be tough.
But part of that too is the offense has to move it a little bit. You know, you can't have Spires punting from your own end zone. That your own end zone. That's not really going to work out. So I understand that special teams is on your list. And look, it would help Clemson tremendously if Spires could come out here and have the best game of his season. There's no doubt. But I don't think special teams is necessarily a key. It's important in every football game. And if you make mistakes in special teams, you're going to have issues. But because Alabama does not come in here with an exceptional special teams unit, I'm looking at that more of a wash. But you can't have a fumble on a kick return or a punt return. You can't be missing extra points. Obviously, you need to see Hugel make most of those kicks or all of them. We'll see how many field goals he actually kicks. But yeah, I get why there's concern about Spires. It's not one of my three main keys. And I'm honestly kind of surprised it's one of yours. But I see your point in that if it's going to be a close game, yeah, which Clemson has played very few close games this year, special teams generally are important in really close games.
Surprise is one of my... Don't you talk down to me about what my three keys are.
I didn't even think special teams. Special teams is always important, but that wasn't one of my three keys, Zach. It wasn't. But you know what? We're going to get to those three keys in our final segment here of the Mickey Plyler Show. This hour of the Mickey Plyler Show with Kelly and Zach is brought to you by Zero Res. New year, new carpets. Get your 2019 start off right with Zero Res because they clean with powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet plus a free hallway, clean and sanitize for only $109 when you mention Mickey. Don't mention Kelly. Mention Mickey. Mickey Plowler, book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special. Mention Mickey Plowler and get that great deal for $109. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to give our 3 keys for this national championship tonight in the final segment of the Mickey Plowler Show with Zach and Kelly.
The Tigers hit the road again as they travel to Syracuse to take on the Orange at the Carrier Dome in another tough ACC matchup. This Wednesday with pregame starting at 7:30 for an 8 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Mother's Day is this Sunday. Don't forget to get a Hallmark signature card for the woman who's been your physician, your entourage, your stylist, your therapist, the reason you go to an actual therapist, and your role model in pretty much everything but dancing. Hallmark Signature is a special way to celebrate all your mom means to you. So make sure you're ready for her special day with a card full of dimension and sparkle, just like her. Because there are no ordinary moms, these are no ordinary cards. Find them in the card aisle wherever Hallmark cards are sold.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
A Southern classic for nearly 80 years, Clemson Blue Cheese, made right on campus, is the MVP of your championship game party. It's aged more than 4 months and available in hoops, wheels, dressing, and crumbles, with each hoop scraped and packaged by hand. Made with unhomogenized milk, Clemson Blue Cheese is nostalgic, when a thick layer of cream rose to the top of every bottle. Find it at most upstate Ingles, select Bilos, and specialty food stores in the Carolinas, or order online at clemsonbluecheese.com.
It was her first concert, so we were nervous.
Well, Dad was.
And thanks to Total Wireless, we got her the phone she loved.
It's amazing.
On the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network for a lot less than you'd expect. Now we can always stay connected.
Does it have to be always, Dad?
Hey.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get the nation's largest and most dependable 4G LTE network for $25 per line for 4 lines. Available at Walmart for an everyday low price. Total Wireless. Total confidence. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hey, home buyers, you're about to make the biggest purchase of your life. It's a stressful, high-pressure situation. You need a lawyer you trust to make sure your deal closes without a hitch. Holiday Law Firm is your go-to closing attorney in the upstate. Hayes Holiday and Trey Ingram have helped hundreds of homeowners close on their dream home, and they want to be your closing attorney. Call Hayes and Trey today to help you with your purchase. You'll be glad you did. Visit holidaylawfirm.com for more information.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Everybody get to work.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
When I wake up in the morning and the long is out of warning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books, get myself a
The Mickey Plyler Show with Kelly and Zach. We had to play a little Saved by the Bell for you guys, as we had that request on the text line. And of course, Zach and Kelly, two of the characters from that show that honestly you and I probably have not watched a lot of.
You didn't watch Saved by the Bell at all?
I mean, it was definitely before our time.
It was.
I saw reruns and stuff like that.
But it was
that,
on TBS like all the time.
Yeah, it was, yes.
So I watched a good bit of it.
Definitely had some reruns of
the college years was terrible.
Bell.
I don't know if you saw any of those.
No, that wasn't worth it. That was not worth it. This hour of the Mickey Plyler Show with Kelly and Zach, as Mickey is on his private jet. They haven't taken off yet, right, Zach?
You can't hide money.
He's still making his way to the jet to get out to California.
They're probably taxiing out right now.
Maybe when Mickey left, he said, "Hey, Meredith, here's an Urban Nirvana gift card. I'm sorry I'm leaving to go to the national championship on a private plane." But Urban Nirvana is a great gift for wife, girlfriend, sister, mom, anybody, even the dudes in your life.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Everyone loves a great massage. UrbanNirvana.com. Go check them out today.
Our backs hurt too.
That's right. That's right, Zach. This is 2019. Men get massages. They have the day spa, the salon. They do all sorts of stuff there at Urban Nirvana. Two locations in Greenville at the Shops at Green Ridge and off of McBee Avenue. You can also print that gift card from their website at UrbanNirvana.com. So buy a gift card online, print it out, and give it as a gift. Or, Zach, treat yourself has been a theme.
Treat yourself.
Of this hour of Mickey with Mickey Follows Show with Kelly and Zach. So treat yourself with a little Urban Nirvana massage. That's UrbanNirvana.com. And treat Urban yourself. Nirvana sponsors our poll
treat
on
yourself.
The Tiger Pregame Show, which will be
treat yourself.
On at 2 p.m. today as Zach continues to...
Treat.
There you go.
Yo.
There you go.
Self.
There you go. All right, back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Let's go back to Tiger Tail Chris, who we lost because he was syncing up his phone with his car. Tiger Tail Chris, you're back.
All right, I'm in my car. I knew I was going to be in my car for like 3 hours. And, of course, I was getting gas when you guys put me on. So that's but I'm glad to get back in. And I got to ask, Zach, do you have a background in music because you're always on the
I'm sorry, one more time, Chris. I didn't quite get that. You're breaking up on me, bud.
Do you have a background in music? Because you're always the song guy.
Oh, no, I do not have a background in music. My sister and brother got all that talent in the family. I'm just a guy who pushes buttons over here.
Has his own talent. The point, I don't know if I was there for a little bit. He may have covered it. But the two points that have been standing out to me, Brian touched on one of your previous callers when he was talking about the differences between Alabama and Clemson. And, you know, I've heard some of the national broadcast media talking about Alabama's about process. And that's true. And as far as the result, there's no fun in it. And denying they get fantastic. Bugs me because there's a corroding element to big money that, as in my view, sort of takes a lot of fun out of the NFL and it's trickling down. And I understand these guys have a threshold of making big money. But to me, college football still has the fun. They have the packed fans. You know, the teams are not going to pick up, be sold, and move somewhere. And Saban, he sucks all that out of it, and he's effective. I'm not going to deny that. Dabo is the antithesis of that. And I've heard him say the Clemson program is about process. And so for me, Clemson, I'm a lifelong fan. I truly believe more. Even beyond that, I see it as like a battle between the bad guys, so to speak. You know, it's not like the black hat Cowboys and the white hat Cowboys, but joy, there's a compassion, you know, the culture of Clemson goes beyond wins and losses, and I think that's part of what makes it so special. And so one of these two teams tonight is going to be the first college team, if I'm not mistaken, to go 15-0. Am I right about that?
That's right, Chris.
Yeah. So beyond the national title, beyond taking down Bama, I sincerely hope that our Clemson Tigers are the ones that are the first one in college football to go 15-0. And it's just a little bit sweet. It comes at the expense of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
No doubt about that. I hear you, Chris. Thank you so much for the phone call. Appreciate it. It's a great point by Chris. We haven't mentioned that today, Zach, that the team who wins this game tonight will be the first college football team to go 15-0. I want to ask you this before we get back to another caller and then into our three keys. The last couple years when it's been Clemson and Alabama and those first two national titles, I feel like Clemson was seen very much as the underdog. And, you know, the anti-Alabama. So most of the country, I would imagine, if you're not a diehard Alabama fan, you were rooting for Clemson because, you know, everyone loves a good underdog story.
Absolutely.
Everyone loves to see a team win a national title for the first time in 35 years. Does Clemson still have that vibe? Obviously, they're the underdog in Vegas, but not by much, to be honest. But is the country still rooting for Clemson? Is this still the underdog that you want to see knock off the big dog? Or do these two feel more similar than they have the past couple years?
They feel similar, but Clemson's still the underdog, right? They're still a 5-point dog actually in the game, and in the series these last couple of years, they're down 1-2. So it's still Clemson kind of against the world, if you will.
So if you're the average college football fan out there watching this game, you're rooting for Clemson.
Absolutely. You don't root for communism. You root for America and the good old American dream. And that's what everything Dabo and Clemson represents, of course.
All right, good answer, Zach. Let's get back to the phones. Kool-Aid Jim is up with us next. Hey, Kool-Aid Jim.
What's going on? Let me go ahead and just, you might as well not even watch the game. There ain't no reason to. Just go ahead and get the party started. 30-13, fellas, and go ahead and mark it down. We may give them 17, but I'm still leaning toward the 13-17 on there, but I believe we put another 30 up in this game. And I tell you what, everybody is just seems to forget our defensive front with Dexter Lawrence. Now we had 5 NFL defensive guys. With Albert Huggins, we still have 4, and that's still in the last 3 years. Alabama has not put 3 guys off their defensive front into the NFL all at once. Nobody's talking about that. I think we win in the trenches, both sides of the football, just like we did against Notre Dame. And I tell you this, I think we sack Tua so much that he takes his ball and goes home. I literally believe we get after him so bad that they put him on the bench, put Jalen in, and it's just going to be too little too late.
I hear you, Jim. That's definitely one of my keys. We're going to get to those 3 keys in just a second. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, guys.
It's a good point from Jim. Zach, I think it's time. We only have a couple minutes left in this hour.
Yeah.
You want to do your 3 and my 3? You want to switch off with your keys here for this game?
No, this is ultimately the KG show. So go ahead and let's hear your 3.
I do want to point out, texters are mentioning that I think one of these teams, one of these Ivy League teams, went 15-0 in the 1800s. So
Penn went 15-0 in 1897, and Yale went 16-0 in 1894.
That's great.
So in modern college football, Clemson will be the first 15-0 team.
What an accomplishment for those schools, and you don't want to take away from that.
Tip the hat to them.
Don't want to take away. All right, my 3 keys, Zach. 3 keys to a Clemson win, and we'll talk about this a lot more on the Tiger pregame show from 2 to 5 later today with Scott Reimer. My first key.
Shameless plug.
Hey, Zach, it's a national championship Tiger pregame show. I'm going to plug it all that I want.
If given the platform, shameless plug.
All right, my first key. Clemson has to start faster than they have really throughout this whole season, but definitely a quicker start than Clemson had against Notre Dame. Against Notre Dame, first 3 drives, punt, field goal, punt. I don't think that's going to be good enough for Clemson in this game. When you look back, and I think Clemson, the idea for Clemson is that they haven't started quickly mostly this year. When you look back at some of these games, I think you'd take some of these first 3 drives if you're Clemson against A&M. Punt, touchdown, touchdown. I think that would be good enough to start off against Bama tonight. Against NC State, touchdown, punt, touchdown. Against South Carolina, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown.
Sure.
Remember that. But then against Syracuse, first three drives, fumble, punt, touchdown. BC, field goal, punt, touchdown. And then Pittsburgh, touchdown, punt, touchdown. So you just need a little more, I think, in those first three drives than you did against Notre Dame when you went punt, field goal, punt.
It's starting fast, but it's also starting sound on defense as well.
Sure,
right?
I would agree.
If you do punt on the first possession, you know, you need to limit their opportunities on the defensive side of the ball.
There's no doubt about that. And I think, you know, obviously you don't have as much control over the coin toss as one would like, but one of Oklahoma's biggest issues in that game is that they deferred.
Is there going to be a coin toss, or is it going to be an emblem thing?
It's going to be an emblem.
That's ridiculous.
I think it would be really good news for Clemson if they get the ball first.
Flip the coin.
My second key, you have to get after Tua.
Tua?
This is a huge key. You have to put him on the ground. You have to pressure him. Mississippi State in that game against Alabama, 4 sacks, 3 quarterback pressures, made Tua leave the game, as Kool-Aid Jim was referring to. LSU had 1 sack and 3 quarterback pressures on Tua. They got to him a little bit. And obviously against Georgia, Tua was 10 of 25 for 164 yards, a touchdown and 2 picks, negative 21 rushing yards in that game before he was injured. So I think you have to get to him. And most importantly, you have to get him out of the pocket. Make him use his legs. Because no matter how quote-unquote healthy he is, I don't believe he's 100%. He just had ankle surgery a couple weeks ago. You have to flush him out of the pocket and make him mobile. Oklahoma's biggest issue is that he just sat there. He sat there in the pocket and was able to pick them apart. And my third and final key, and Zach, I would imagine this isn't even a key for you because you just think this is going to happen no matter what. I think this is a key. Trevor Lawrence must handle the moment. He must handle the pass rush. He must handle Bama's secondary. Zach's yawning right now. And he must handle Nick Saban and Nick Saban scheming against him.
Trevor Nick Saban ain't on the field.
Has to handle this moment, Zach. Ah. He would be the first true freshman to win a national title in 34 years. There's a reason why true freshmen don't win national championships.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor Lawrence has to handle the moment. And Quentin Williams had a quote that their goal is to make Clemson one-dimensional, and they want to put the ball in Trevor Lawrence's hands.
Okay, good.
Zach says, okay, good.
Okay, good.
Trevor Lawrence has yet to show us that he can't handle a moment like this.
The biggest
game has to be a key.
Of his career was last week, right?
Well, until this one.
So far, they've played. It was last week. In the Cotton Bowl, in Jerry World, the biggest stadium he's ever played in, on a national stage against a brand in the college football world.
Quote, unquote, brand. That's generous.
And the old boy shows up and has a career day. And sets the first half passing record for the Cotton Bowl. I mean, what do you mean? Put it in his hands.
So you're not worried at all?
No, you put it in Travis's hands, if anything. If anything.
Well, no, Alabama's saying they're going to take the ball out of ETN's hands and make Trevor Lawrence beat
them. I'm saying
that's
a mistake.
What they're saying.
I'm saying that's a mistake.
Okay.
Trevor can hurt you.
All right.
And they're about to find out. We talked about my first one was the, quickly here, because we're getting to the top of the hour, was special teams. I think you just need to be consistent in special teams. It needs to be average or very close
to
it.
Don't hurt yourself.
Do not hurt yourself. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Two, we talked about ETN there, and he just talked about how they're going to try to take it out of his hands and make Trevor beat you. Travis needs to get something on the ground. And when I say something, I mean something substantial. I don't need him to have over 100 yards rushing, but he can't have, you know, 14 carries for 35 yards. That's not going to help you. They won't respect the run in that sense. He needs to have something of note at some point in this game, and you will be able to move the ball much more effectively if you're Clemson. And last but not least, it is the moment. It is Alabama, and it is Clemson. It is the national title game. It is Alabama 4. It's Rocky 4. Whatever it is.
Part 4.
Don't let the moment get too big for you. I know this team is focused, ready to go. It's a business trip, as you alluded to, with Garrett Williams. This is something that they've been preparing for since last January. Looking forward to the revenge factor of this game. Cannot wait for tonight. Listen to Kelly Gramick 2 to 5 today. Listen to the Tiger Tailgate Show from 5 to 7. Don Munson from 7 to 8. Then we will have a kickoff for you at 8:15. You cannot listen to the game here on WCCP. We will stop our streaming on the app. You can listen to it on the radio if you're in the area, but not on our app. You can listen to it on the ESPN.com. Go to the home broadcast and sync it up with your TV at home. We thank you so much for joining us today. Brad and John are up next. Kelly, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we will see you on Tuesday morning. Have